Hi, Chris.
Hi.
We can get this started with Matt.
Hey, Chris. How would you just evaluate that for first time out in a game?
Yeah, I felt really good. I thought all my pitches were working pretty dang good. Definitely something I build off of. I feel pretty dang good about it.
Is there anything in particular that you wanted to get out there and work on today?
No, just, a little bit of everything. Just kind of get through the first one healthy. Obviously, the first one, you kind of have some extra motivation. You have some extra adrenaline going. So just, like I said, just kind of work through the first one and then build off that.
I feel like you've been able to set a pretty good foundation with the way they're doing things, just keeping some of the starters out early on and having you guys throw in sim games and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, obviously this is kind of a COVID year, so we're doing spring training, I would say, a little bit different than normal. But, to be quite honest with you, I think this spring training is going to kind of change spring trainings forever, just because us kind of working out in the backfield, limited time at the complexes, I think has kind of benefited everyone of just staying healthy. I mean, standing around for 4 or 5 hours like we did in years past wasn't the easiest for your back and legs, I'll tell you that. So a lot of people were stiff coming in next day, is kind of thing, just because you're just standing around for so long. But I mean, now it's just, the days are super efficient. And obviously Bomell and Rhino kind of had that and make sure it's going so good. But I think this is dang near perfect.
Melissa?
Hey, Chris. You were through your three innings really efficiently. Did you go down in the bullpen and throw an additional number of pitches?
Yeah, it was I threw probably like 15 more down in the bullpen. Got one more up, but it was just more so getting the up. We got what we needed to do through three innings. Then obviously we have some other guys behind me with Deacon, Lou, and JB and stuff that needed to get some work in. So, yeah, it was just getting that fourth up.
Shayna?
Hey, Chris. We know that you guys have been throwing more sim games, sim innings in the backfields before this, but what has been the biggest difference between the spring and springs in the past that you think is going to be more permanent?
Well, I mean, I'm facing Chappie and Ole and Pinder and Jed and guys like that. And in these spring training games, I'm not able to go and just say, hey, Travis Shaw, what'd you just see right there? But I mean, I'll throw a fastball and be like, hey, all right, that one, I threw a slider off that fastball. Chad, what'd you see there? Would that look good? Did that not look good? And then not only that, I think it's great because, I mean, the days off that these guys get, Olson and Pinder and these guys, obviously like Chappie, they're not really getting days off. Like, we're facing them in the backfields, so they're still getting live ABs versus basically our guys. But we're able to communicate back and forth, I think, a lot better of what we're seeing, what they're seeing. And I think it's very beneficial from both sides, I would say.
Is that something that you guys were able to do in the summer camp, or you were forced to do in the summer camp last year that we sort of took away as a positive too?
I don't think we really did it that much. I think I think this is kind of new, but again, I think this is going to be something that I think is going to be almost a standard. I think there's too many benefits in it. And then not only that, I mean, the less that teams can see us throw, the better, I think, for us. I mean, I don't see the point of us kind of building up throwing one or two innings against teams that we're going to face. I think more looks that they get against us, the better for them.
Matt?
Chris, did you have any good battles with any hitters in the backfields?
Yeah, I mean, I would say there's a lot more crap talking in the backfields, I'll say that. So, Olson and Pinder and all those guys, they're definitely hyper competitive, and so are we. So we're on the backfields. We're yelling at each other. Even when Manaya's pitching, we're all yelling at the hitters. It's a lot of fun, but it's very, very competitive. I'll say that.
And there was one at bat in the first inning, I think, where you threw the big slow curveball that you've been using, but then you threw another breaking ball that was maybe 4 or 5 miles an hour faster. Is that a different pitch, a different breaking ball, or is that just a throwing hard?
Yeah, I mean, we're adding basically a slider that I'm trying to basically throw like Diekman. We've been working on a slider for me for years, and I just haven't really figured anything out of how to throw it that well. And then it's kind of, I got Romo's pitch grip, and then just I've been blowing Diekman up left and right, even off the field, like, hey, how do you throw this pitch? Because I got to figure it out. So, yeah, it's just Romo's pitch grip. I try to simulate Diekman's thought process, and then me and Emo have just kind of been going to work at it more and more. But it's definitely a pitch in progress, but I really like it.
Did you ask Romo for the grip, or did he just show it to you one day, or how did that come up?
He saw me struggling in the backfield, getting mad with a slider, and he just kind of showed me his pitch grip, and I was like, dang, this is funky, but I really like it, and it's kind of just blossomed from there.
Anthony?
Hey, Chris. First off, do you know your next start? Would it be in a Cactus League game again, or would you go back to the backfields?
I'm basically going to be in the normal games from here on out. Okay. It was just more so just backfields building up to this point. But I don't know that for sure.
When they first presented this plan to you guys to kind of slow roll you guys into spring training, were you skeptical at all? I mean, you just mentioned a lot of benefits to it. Did you see those right away, or did you have to kind of experience it to understand it, I guess?
I don't think we really like thought of the benefits behind of it. It was just more so they said if we get to face Chappie and Ole and all those guys, and I was like, yes, please, like some bragging rights kind of thing. We've always wanted to face each other, so it was just more so like, heck yeah, let's rock and roll. So again, it's been a lot of fun building up this year, I'll just say that.
Manolo?
Hey, Chris, you talk about having fun with all the other pitchers. Generally speaking, how the whole rotation is doing? You know, you have five guys, a plus, they don't know what they're going to do with Park. How are the other pitchers doing in comparison to other years?
Yeah, I mean, Montas looks unbelievable. Lazardo looks unbelievable. Puck looks unbelievable. Manaea looks I mean, I'm not just saying that these guys, I mean, you guys are about to see in the next couple of days, but our starters, I think, are in a very good spot right now. Everyone looks dang good. So, again, I just think we just got to stay together and get through spring training healthy, but I think we're in a dang good spot.
Shayna?
Did Diekman walk you through his whole slider tilt theory, and is that have you been incorporating that into your new slider?
Yeah. I mean, you basically name it and I've talked to him about it. It's still a work in progress, but yeah, things pop in my head and I'll be texting him randomly throughout the day. So I think he's going to get pretty annoyed by it, but yeah. Yeah, it's that. If you can bring it up, I guarantee I've talked to him about it.
And one more question, slightly off topic, but it's almost coming up on the year anniversary of everything shutting down last year. What do you remember about that day?
I mean, shock more than anything. I think we saw the NBA kind of get shut down. It was like, well, it's not going to really happen to us. And then it happened to us and it was, holy crap, what next kind of thing. So, I mean, I'm glad we're not completely through it, but almost through it. So yeah, I'm glad to see fans in the stands, and it's just glad to be kind of past that.
Matt?
One more thing, slider related. What did that pitch do for you? How is that going to benefit?
I just think it's a new look. I think you always got to be somewhat one step ahead of batters in the league. And I think this is my one step ahead of people. I mean, if I put another pitch in the hitter's head, I think it's going to be a great thing for me. So, yeah, I think, again, it's a pitch that's definitely going to help me throughout the year. There's no doubt about it.
And then this, you might have just answered this question already, but from the season that you had last year, what is, I guess, the key for you to sustaining or improving on that over the course of a full year?
Yeah, I think just stay healthy. I don't really think there's much else to it besides just stay healthy.
Manolo?
Hey, Chris, you were just talking about being happy because you have fans in the stands. I think everybody feels the same, but today something happened that is news to everybody. Not everybody's very happy about it. You know, 29 teams trying to put in 10%, 20% of fans in the stands. Then come up the Texas Rangers who say they're going to be allowing 40,000 fans. I don't know if you heard about this and what do you think about this?
I mean, we'll see. I mean, I don't really have an opinion. It's just, it's more so whatever the states think is safe. I mean, obviously everyone I think is going to do what's right at the end of the day. So yeah, I mean, my opinion is I hope everyone's safe.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.